Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York, I'm Doug Krisner. 17 past the hour, let's get you caught up on market action. Kind of a mixed picture for stocks today on the final day of the second quarter. Trading very light, as you would expect, ahead of the fourth holiday weekend. Consumer stocks got a boost from Nike. Those shares were up nearly 11% after Nike reported earnings above forecast. Company also announced a deal with Amazon.com to sell Nike sneakers on Amazon's website. Microsoft is said to be planning a global sales reorganization. We are told the company wants to better focus on selling cloud software. One of the big winners in the broader market, energy stocks, they follow the price of crude higher. Crude in New York up more than 2.5%. We settled at $46.06 for the week. WTI picked up 7%. Data from Baker Hughes showing that U.S. oil rig counts declined in the last period for the first time since January. Look at the bond market. We rose in yield across the curve. 10-year Treasury last quoted in New York at around 2.30, so the gain in yield is about 3 basis points. We had a very hawkish tone in rhetoric from many of the world's central bankers in the past week. Spot gold last quoted in New York, $1,241.66 the ounce, giving back about 0.3%. Dow ahead 0.3%. S&P 500 up nearly 0.2%, but the NASDAQ composite was down today by 0.1%. You're caught up on markets. Back to Bloomberg Markets now. More Carol and Corey.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, everybody. Food delivery, check. Laundry delivery, check. Amazon delivering just about everything else, check. So what about gas being delivered to you and your car? Silicon Valley startup Filled has that covered as well, has been working at this for the last couple of years. Michael Buhr is CEO at Filled, and he joins us on the phone from Silicon Valley. Michael, nice to have you here. For those who might not be in the know, what exactly are you doing?
Well, it's exactly what you just described, which is instead of you as a consumer or as a business going to the gas station, we actually bring the gas to you, and we do it in a safe, convenient, and cost-effective way. Super easy.
Cost-effective. Go on.
So basically what we do is when you as a consumer go open up our app, which is really easy to do, you basically choose the location of your car. We show you the gas price, and we show you the lowest of the three nearest gas stations to you. So we won't promise you that we're the lowest in your state or wherever you happen to be, but we will be the lowest of the three gas stations nearest to you, and we charge you that price. So it's very cost effective. Then you simply go into our app and you choose what time do I want it. We are 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So you can choose to get filled in the middle of the night. You could choose to get filled while you're at work, and we'll do that service for you. And then all you do after that is press OK, and that's it. It's magic. Like, basically, you wake up in the morning or when you get off of work, you have a full tank of gas, and you feel great about it. You're like, how did that happen? And all of that stuff is handled by us in the background. And we just – consumers are loving it, and we're growing like crazy. It's great.
Wait, how do you make money?
We make money in a couple of different ways, which is, one is, since we're buying gas at a much greater volume than, let's say, your local gas station can – because we do this nationally, we make money on the volume of gas that we purchase directly from the refiners. versus what we sell it to the consumer at the retail price. So we make money there on the gas. We also charge a small service fee. So whether you choose to do it at night between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m., we'll charge you, let's say, $3. But if you choose to do it during the day and it's a couple hours from now and it's a much shorter window, we'll charge you more than that. But additionally, if you do have two cars in the driveway, we won't charge you for the second car. So we just charge you the one service fee.
And there's a pre-authorization charge, right, that we have to – that a customer has to do with you?
The only thing we do is make sure that you could – we, just like you do at a gas station when you swipe your card, they actually check to make sure that you can actually afford to do that. You have the credit to do that. Mm. We do the same thing.
Okay.
All right, so – this is one of my soapbox moments. You ready, Carol?
I'm ready.
I think driving around looking for cheaper gas is one of the stupidest things people ever do. The differential between an expensive gas station in the same neighborhood as a cheap gas station in the same neighborhood is virtually indistinguishable. So it's going to be maybe tops $5 for as much gas as you're going to get in the tank.
And you're going to spend that driving around.
And people go crazy. And I'm not just saying cheapskates like my dad. Like, I'm just saying, like, people go nuts over the price of gas like nothing else in their lives.
We definitely hear that as well, right? We hear that from customers. And actually, it's one of the biggest reasons that the customers, one, choose us, and then two, don't choose us. They'll say, well, you're not the lowest price around. I could go to, you know, name your whatever really cheap bottom barrel gas station and get the cheapest price. I'm going to go do that. But one of the things we found is converts, which is once they start trying our service, it's one of these things where they go, oh, wow, it's actually way better than I thought it would, and I'm really – I don't need to focus on that, you know, I'm going to get the lowest price possible that I can, and I can actually wipe getting gas off my list of things to do. Because one of the things you can do with us is you can do what we call set it and forget it, where basically you just sign up once, you tell us with the car, the type of gasoline you want, when you want it filled, and then forget about it, and then we'll just come on a regular basis and fill your car. And okay. So you never have to worry about the stress or anything. I'm going to get gas.
I said to my producer, Paul Brennan, when we were talking about this segment, I'm like, are we just all getting a little too lazy? I mean, this is ridiculous that we can't go to the gas station.
You can go all you want, but why waste the time? I get it.
I guess so. So wait, how sticky, Michael, is your customer base that once they sign up, what percentage stays with you?
So right now, almost 70% stay with us to an additional fill. And then as we go forward from there, like order two, order three, order four, it's a very high percentage as well. And so one of the things we focus on is something called an NPS rating, Net Promoter Score. Basically, it's the equivalent of, hey, how likely are you going to, you know, basically suggest this to another friend of yours. And we have more than 50% of our customers come from referrals where they say, hey, join us. And so what's called our NPS score is like 76. And when you compare that to a gas station, the national gas station NPS score is minus 24, right? People hate going to the gas station. They just do.
Carol apparently loves
so
it.
When you join, but it's one of those things, you get over and you go,
station.
You get this, the majority of our customers are regular folk, and it really is amazing, and it's because they look at the time value, and they go, wow, you know what, for $3 of a service fee, I can make all of this stress go away, right, which is, oh my gosh, I'm getting off my shift, and I got to get gas right, or I can't get home, or it's 5 in the morning to get up to my shift, and the gas station nearest to me is not open, how am I going to go get gas?
Interesting stuff. Michael Burris, CEO, is called Filled, F-I-L-L-D. Interesting company. If you listen to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio, this is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.